Back with you, signing day 2017, Hail Varsity Radio, Hail Varsity Magazine, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Eight linemen, part of 2017, four defensive, four offensive, a very talented tackle, all Ohio, state champion out of the Cincinnati area, Kings Mills, Ohio, specifically Matt Sichterman with his 6'5", 270, joining us on Hail Varsity Radio. Matt, congratulations on your day. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. And what's this journey been like for you? I mean, when you started playing football, did you dream of, I don't want to say Nebraska necessarily, but dream of going to school for free because of it?
Yes, sir. I always dreamed of playing major college football. My dad was a Division I college football player, and so he kind of taught me the game at a young age, and it's always been a dream of mine, especially to play in the Big Ten. So I'm really excited about the future.
What's the most memorable thing that he taught you that sticks out that you carry with you every time you go on the field?
The biggest thing I think he taught me was just he always called it growing up the football mindset, and I remember we would eat eggs and bacon every morning before my games and listen to TNT, and so he's just taught me that. Just get my mind right before football games and just think about what I'm going to do on the field.
So you have TNT by AC/DC on repeat. How do you like your eggs?
I like my eggs. Depends on the day.
Okay. You just like your eggs is the answer.
Yeah.
Bacon, well, good work there. That's that egg, you know, eggs, bacon, and AC/DC. Why not? It's you know, part of the four food groups. Matt Sichterman with us from Kings Mills, Ohio. High school ball in Ohio is no joke. Tell the listeners a bit about the talent level you got to see game in, game out.
I play in Division II in Cincinnati. Division I is all the big private schools, mm-hmm. mostly around here and other big schools. So. Yeah. We're a smaller school, but we field winning teams. We've gone 11-1, 11-2, and 8-3 in the last 3 years. So I think Ohio football in general is just hard-nosed kids, and pretty much every game I'm blocking a kid with Division I offers. So it's definitely Ohio football has definitely been pretty good at preparing me for the next level.
Matt, let's talk a little bit about your connection with Coach Kavanaugh, how you were able to get Nebraska on your radar and how that kind of grew through Coach Kavanaugh.
Yeah, really, just things were heating up for me in recruiting. I had a couple Big Ten offers, a couple other offers. They're actually my 16th offer, so pretty much halfway. But pretty early in terms of, you know, those bigger programs. Nebraska came in pretty early. It was Todd McShane who reached out to me first on Twitter. He texted me and just said he saw my film. He was going to shoot it forward to Coach Cav. And I think the next day, Coach Cav watched my film and called me up and offered me. And ever since then, I think we've been in contact pretty much every week, if not a couple times a week. And Coach Cav was just – he was good at making me feel like Nebraska wanted me, and he's just been good at communicating with me and building a good relationship with me throughout this process.
What do they foresee for you? Where does it translate? I know you're an offensive lineman. I know you're a tackle. What do they foresee you thriving at Nebraska? Where can you step in and contribute?
I think Coach Cav sees me mainly as a left tackle. He's going to develop me. I'm going to get in the weight room and put some weight on, but hopefully I can play early, just help wherever they need me. And I think what Coach Cav likes about me is just my ability to pretty much play anywhere.
So have you played different? Obviously, if you can play anywhere, then yes, you have played at different spots. But is there a favorite spot? Do you like that left tackle spot? Is that what you're kind of feel? Does that feel like home?
Yeah, I played right tackle my sophomore and junior seasons, and then switched to left tackle for my senior season. And I definitely like being on that blind side left tackle, but really, I feel like I'm pretty versatile and can play both sides.
You ever done any center or guard work?
Yeah, I did quite a bit of guard work towards the second half of our season this season, just being prepared to play that position in case of injuries. And I haven't played a whole lot of center, but I definitely think I play basketball, so I think I'm used to just having a ball in my hands, and I think I could pick up center pretty quick.
All right, Matt Sichterman with us, Hail Varsity Radio. A couple more minutes with him. He is part of that offensive line class. Have you had a chance to talk with the other three linemen, Walker, Bando, Hymus? Have you gotten pretty close with those guys?
Yeah, I've talked to all of them, but I'd say I probably am the closest with Brendan Hymus. We talk probably every week as well, and us two are probably going to room together. Okay. I don't know about the other two guys. I think maybe all four of us will room together, but we're still figuring that out.
Okay. Your GPA is 4.2. I think if you added the room up in here, ours would not equal 4.2, and that's nothing against my producer, TJ. Did school just come easy for you? Did you work at it? Do you love it? I mean, tell me a little bit about this GPA you're bringing to Nebraska.
I mean, really, just growing up, my parents have just taught me to have options in everything I do. They want me to work my hardest on the field and, you know, try my best in the classroom. So my parents have kind of pushed me from all sides just to be the best I can. So academics, they haven't necessarily come easy to me, but I've just been – that's just something that I've been willing to do and willing to put the work in for. So, yep.
Is there a specific subject you love? I mean, what do you want to do next?
At Nebraska, I'm going to do software engineering. So, I like engineering just in general. I like coding, which is what I'm going to do as a software engineer.
Wow.
And then also, I kind of refer to myself as like a math guy. Math's probably my favorite subject.
Okay. Well, Matt, best of luck to you. Congratulations on your day. Thanks for taking time with Hail Varsity, and we'll talk again. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Take
Appreciate
care.
It.
You too. Matt Sichterman with us, Hail Varsity Radio.